Good morning. It's good to see everybody this morning. I brought with me a candy dish. Do you have one of these sitting in your house sometimes?
Sometimes.
No, that's not, come on. Yes, you do. So sometimes there's a candy dish at home, and in here is those Hershey Kisses that are like swirls. But what I want to talk about this morning is that there's a big long word we use in church all the time, and I'm not sure everybody knows exactly what it means. The word is temptation. Have you ever heard that word? Temptation. What's it mean? Well, not exactly. Here's what temptation is. Temptation is if there's something I know I shouldn't do, but I'm thinking about doing it. Right? If there's something I shouldn't do, but I'm thinking about doing it, that's called temptation. So let's try this. Maybe there's a candy dish at home, but right before dinner, if you say, "Can I have a piece of candy?" What's mom going to say?
No.
No, because why?
Because you have to eat your dinner.
You have to eat your dinner first, and if they eat candy, then mom, what's the answer to that? You will spoil your appetite, right? And mom's right about that. So she says, "No, I don't want you eating candy when I made dinner. That's something that's going to be good for your body and your health." Now, yes, I know. There's a lot of things to like, by the way. But so mom might say maybe later, but let's try this out. If mom says no to the candy, do I still want some?
Yes.
Yes. Let me ask you this question. If I am certain that if I take a piece of candy, but I'll never get caught, should I do it?
No.
No. Is that right? Mom and Dad, what really goes on, right? You know no one will ever know I'm going to take one piece of candy and nobody will ever know. Should I do it? You guys said no. That's right. But we would be thinking about, look, because I put it away, right? So we'd be thinking about doing it. That's called temptation. And if we, it's not a sin to be tempted. That's normal. But it is a sin to do what we know is wrong, right? So let me ask you, who here in this whole congregation has never sinned? Owen. Owen has never sinned. That's awesome.
Yeah.
At 5 o'clock, we had one kid. He said, "Pastor Walt." That's not true either. That is not true, right? We all sin, except for one person. I read in the gospel lesson a few minutes ago that the devil tempted God, but I want to use a specific name. The devil tempted who? Jesus to sin. Did Jesus sin? No. So when we are worried about our sins, I can't say, "God, I'm sinless." I have to point to Jesus and say, "God, don't look at my sins. Look at Jesus, the sinless one," right? That's our salvation, to know that he never sinned, right? So it's not dinner time, so can we have some chocolate?
No.
No, okay. That's all right. I don't know about that. You don't want any? I'll give you a piece right now. Is that, if mom says you can have it, you don't want one, I heard you say. Do one. Apparently my grandson would like one. He's very oriented toward one. So yes, absolutely. This one's not a temptation because you were given it. But how do I open it? Mom will help you out. Thanks for coming up, guys. You can go back.